At the beginning of Parshas Vayetzeh, we read Vayikatz Yaakov Mishenasov Vayom Rachein Yesh Hashem Makom Hazeh Vanochi Lo Yadati. Says the Baal HaTurim, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishenasov Vayomar Sofei Tevos Tzibor, that the last letter of those words, Vayikatz Tzadi Yaakov Beis Mishenasov Vayomar Resh, are sofei tevos tzibor. What does that tell us? Lomar she'ein tefilasa shel adam nishmas el b'tzibor. That teaches you that a person's tefillah is only accepted if it is b'tzibor. Brachos davav. What's the reference to brachos davav? So there are two girsos in the Gemara. There, our Gemara says brachos davav. Tanya abe binyamin omer ein tefilah shel adam nishmas el b'beis hakneses. A person's tefillah is only heard properly if you daven and shul. However, Rabbi Kivager there on the Gilyon HaShas is Mitzayin Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Dalet HaMebeis. Tosfos Avodah Zarah Dalet HaMebeis seem to have a variant girsa in this Gemara that reads, Ein Tfilosa Shel Adam Nishmas Ela Im HaTzibor. Not El Mebeis HaKnesses, but rather Ela Im HaTzibor. And that's a reference to Baal HaTurim here, that a person's tefillah is only properly heard if it is davened with a minion. So the question I want to talk about tonight is, under what circumstances can one l'chachila put himself in a situation where you're not going to have access to a minion? Can you take a vacation if you're going to end up in a place where you won't have access to a minion? So the Mechaber writes in Simen Sadi Seif Tes, Yishtadel Adam l'spalel b'beis ha'knesses im ha'tzibor. Person should try. Person should attempt, endeavor to make his best effort to daven in shul with a tzibur, with a minyan. The imu anus she'enu yachal level basic nesses. But if there are circumstances beyond his control that prevent him from coming to shul, then yichavim lispalo b'sha'a she'tzibur mispalo. Now the next best thing is to daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. If v'adin v'nei adam adarim b'yishuvim v'ein lahem minyan. If you live in a settlement somewhere where there's no minyan, because Malkim is Paul, Shachas Arvis, Bisman Shetzib is Paulim, you should daven at the same time that whatever the closest Seber presumably is, davens. Come back to the definition of Ones in a minute. And then the Mechaber writes in Sivtes Zayin, HaHolech B'derech V'yigia La'ir V'rotze Lalimba. If you're traveling and you get to your lodgings at night and you want to go to sleep, Im lefan of adalin milin makam shemispalin ba'asara sarach leilich sham. You have to travel a distance up to 4 mil forwards, up to let's say 8,000 feet, 8,000 amos, going forward in order to get a minyan. La'achron sarach la'afzer al ad mil kedei lespal ba'asara. You travel a mil backwards in the direction that you came from, so that would be like 2,000 amos. In order to daven with a minion. So three halachas here. Number one, yishtadel, a person should try to daven with a minion. We'll come back to in a few moments what's a lashon of yishtadel. Number two, next best thing, if you don't have a minion, is to daven at the same time that there's a tzibur davening. And number three, you have to travel up to 4 mil going forward in order to find a minion. What's the basis of that halacha that you have to travel up to 4 mil going forward to find a minion? So that's a Gemara in Psachim Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says a list of things where there's a shear of Dal Milin. One of the things is tefillah. What does that mean, tefillah? So it says Rashi, Dira Maska Le Gabel, in the Halich Adam Bederach, Uba Eis Lalun Ulis Palel. If a person's traveling and it's time to go to sleep, but he also has to daven, in the Yesh Beis HaKnesses Lefana Berichuk Dalin Milin, Holech Umispal Hashem V'lan Hashem. So you should travel up to 4 mil forward in order to find a minion. Tosas Yeridim Maskel Ula Tfila endorses Rashi's position, which is what's reflected in Shulchan Aruch, but he says the Aruch had a different shot, that Litfila means in order to find water for Netilas Yadayim, in advance of tefillah, but nothing to do with the minyan per se. But the position of Rishon and Rashi and Tosfos that we pass on like a Shulchan Aruch is that this is relevant to tefillah, that a person has to travel up to a distance of 4 mil in order to find a minyan. So what is the definition when the Mechaber writes that yishtadil, you should do your best to daven with the minyan, unless there's a situation of anus? So what is the anus that we're referring to? What are the circumstances beyond your control that would prevent you from davening with a minyan where it's acceptable to daven b'yichidus? So the Mishnah Berurah writes of Katan Kavtes, Hainusha Tash Kocho Avshen Ocholo, the person feels weak, he's not up to going to shul, even if he's not officially sick. The Imu Ones Mama, let's say it's nothing to do with how he's feeling, but there's a financial pressure. If he's going to daven with a minyan, he's going to lose money. Then, so then that's also a kind of an under situation where if you stand to lose money, if you're not going to make it to a minyan, then you're allowed to daven the chidus. Aval mishum minias revach lo yimna milaspal imat sibor. That's talking about if you're going to lose money that you have, but to not make money, that's not enough of a license to daven bichidus. The chiluk yesh be minias revach lebein hefsem bikisa. There's a difference between losing money that you have and not making money that isn't yours yet. Then he quotes the story of the Ad Bezdin of Hamburg, Shepam Achas Halach LeBeisach Knesset Muta B'Talas HaTfilin Kedarko. So he was walking to Shul wearing his Talas HaTfilin. Upagabo Adam Echad Shayul Limkor Avanim Tovos, and he found someone who was selling precious gems, Verasa Shelech Imo LeBeiso, and he wanted to give him some business opportunity. Vagon Heshelo Shiyantin HaShiyavim Beis HaKnesses, he says, wait for me to finish davening. And then he lost the opportunity for this business venture, and he was very happy that he gave up this opportunity to make more money for tefillah b'tzibur. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're going to stand to lose money that you have, that may be enough of a reason to allow you to not daven with a minyan. Ramosha has a tshuva. Chelik beis arachayim simen kavzayin. Chelik beis simen kavzayin. The shaila was, a certain time of chacham wanted to daven shachas b'chidus because he wanted to stay up late learning at night and he wouldn't be able to get up in time for minyan. So Ramosha analyzes in this discussion how absolute is the chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur. So Ramosha writes, hinei lispalo basara who chiyuv mitzvah ala adam, below rak hiddur umala ba'alma. Davening the minyan is an absolute chiyuv. It's not just a hiddur. It's not just a nice thing to do. How do we know that? So, Ramosha says, don't tell me that the fact that there's a limitation in the distance you have to travel to make it to a minyan should indicate that it's not an absolute chiyuv. Meaning maybe you'd say if it's an absolute chiyuv, you'd have to travel more than 1 mil going backwards and maybe more than 4 mil going forward. So Ramosha says that's not a raya, because when it comes to other mitzvahs to say also, there are limitations on how far a person has to extend themselves in order to perform a mitzvah. So the fact that you have that shiur of dal and mil doesn't tell you that tefillah b'tzibur is necessarily not an absolute chiyuv. And he says also, don't tell me that the lashon of yishtadil and the mechaber teaches you that it's not an absolute chiyuv. But the lashon of the mechaber, yishtadil, a person should try. It sounds like trying is a nice thing to do. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. The Moshe says, don't put too much stock into the word yishtadil either, because sometimes you can use the word yishtadil for a chiyuv as well, that you should exert as much energy and effort as possible in order to do a mitzvah that you have to do. So Moshe thinks that, no, the implication, the impression you get from the Gemara's and Brachos, Vav, Dav, Zayin, is that this is a absolute chiyuv, that you need to daven with a minyan. There are dispensations of ones, as there are dispensations of ones for many other chiyuvim. But the starting point should be that there is an absolute chiyuv to daven with a minyan, and therefore, if it means learning less at night in order to get up for minyan in the morning, then he should learn less at night to get up for minyan in the morning. Ramosha asked, Chelek Gimel Simen Zayin, what about a person who says that he has more kavana if he davens b'yichidus? So in the months that we didn't have minyanim in 2020, there are many people who commented that they felt that their kavana davening b'yichidus was different or perhaps enhanced under those circumstances and are able to daven a longer davening than when you have the pressure of davening with the zibur. So let's say you have a person who says that he has more kavana if he davens b'yichidus. So Ramosha says you have to analyze what exactly does that mean, because there's a minimal level requirement of kavana that is necessary in order to be yotzei tefila, and then there could be a more enhanced kavana. So if your kavana is going to be enhanced by davening b'yichidus, but as long as you meet the minimum threshold of what's required of tefila, that's not enough of a reason to not daven b'tzibur. That if in theory you had someone who couldn't have any kavana davening with the tzibur and wouldn't even have the bare minimum kavana necessary in order to be yotzei shmoneh esrei, whatever that would be, first bracha, understanding basic level of kavana, at least in the first bracha. So then Ramosha says maybe you could enter a license for davening the yechidus, but he says that doesn't really exist in practice, such a situation of someone who couldn't have the basic level of kavana davening b'tzibur, and therefore Moshe, based on his understanding that tefillah b'tzibur is an absolute chiyuv, says there isn't really much room to work with. Emek Bracha, Rabbi Pomeranchik, who was the Talmud of the Briska Rav, moved to Eretz Yisrael in the 1930s, passed away at a very young age in the 1940s. So Emek Bracha, Birchas Kriyas Shema, Os Aleph, he assumes that nope, there's no absolute chiyuv of tefila b'tzibur. And he quotes the Zaraya, the Gemara in Brachos, Staff Zayin and Beis. The Gemara on the bottom of Zayin and Beis, onto Chesem and Aleph, has the following exchange. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Nachman, my time elo asi mar lebe kanisha litzluye. Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman one day, why didn't you come to shul for davening? Amalei lo yechelmei, said I couldn't. Amalei, so if you couldn't make it to shul, lech nefila mara sarva litzli, so why don't you get a minion together wherever you are and daven? Amalei tircha li milsa, that was too much of a tircha. Belei malei mar, lishlucha de tzibura, be'inna de masi tzibura, leisi velo de lamar. So you should have said to the shliach tzibur at the time they're davening, let him know they're davening then. Amalei Michael, hi. He said, well, back, why are you so bothered by the fact that I didn't daven b'tzibur? Amar Yochanan, Shema Yochai, and various psukim indicating the maila of davening b'tzibur. And in that context, the Rishash HaTzibur is following if you can't daven b'tzibur yourself. So says the Emek Bracha, don't you see from here? Apparently, Rav Nachman wasn't so bothered by the fact that he didn't make it to shul. And the fact that there was a tirch involved was enough of a justification for him not to come to shul to daven with a minyan. The tshuva of the Chavis Yair that he quotes as well, the Emek Bracha quotes, tshuva's Chavis Yair simen kuf tes vav. What was the shaila? So there was a town where there was a rich man by the name of Berman, who lived on one side of the river bank, and the shul was on the other side of the river bank. And in order to get to shul, he would have a non-Jewish ferry driver ferry him across the river in order to get to minyan. So Chavis Yair asked whether this is an appropriate practice. Can you have a non-Jew ferry you in a boat across the river? So the assumption here is that there is a malacha derabbanan going on, but in general, don't we say that shvus to shvus malacha mitzvahs mutter? You're allowed to do a mir l'nachri. You could have a non-Jew do a malacha derabbanan on your behalf in order to assist in performing a mitzvah, shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. And the Chavis Yair thinks that no, tefillah b'tzibur doesn't meet the threshold of what would be considered a mitzvah in order to allow amira l'nachri. And he quotes a Maharil, Minhage Maharil Hilchos Erev Chatzeros. The din is that you're only allowed to use an Erev Tchumen that allows you to carry outside of your Tchumen Shabbos for the purpose of a Dvar Mitzvah. So he says, classic Dvar Mitzvah would be to go to Beis Avel or Beis Anishta. And the Maharil says, the Lo Ra'a B'Shem Posek Shemutra Lo Arev Tchumen Leil Chubesa Knesses Kedel Espal Basara. So Amir L'Nachri on a Derabbanan to go to Shul to Dama the Minyan, that's not considered enough of it. Sorry. Using an Erev Tchumen in order to be able to travel, to walk to Shul to Dama the Minyan, that's not enough of a Tzorech Mitzvah to allow Erev Tchumen. So it says, Chavis Yair, don't you see from that Maril that Davening the Minyan is not a sufficient mitzvah for purposes of Erev Tchumen? So again, it's not a sufficient mitzvah for purposes of allowing Shvus to Shvus B'makom mitzvah. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, in his Sefer on Amir L'Nachri Melachim Umnayach, that was one of his early Sfarim, the same time, the Taras Yeledes, Melachim Umnayach. So Melachim Umnayach on Hilchas Amir L'Nachri, he points out that even though there is such a Maril, that he says Mishabrua seems to not accept the Maril Halacha. Mishabrua quotes, or at least he quotes a Prima Gadim that doesn't. Mishabrua is in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, Simin Tuf Resh Yud Dalid in the Sharitzian Os Kaf, Tuf Resh Yud Dalid, Sharitzian Sifkatan Kaf. Then the Mishabrua quotes the Prima Gadim, Eshel Avram, who argues on this Maril, and presumably if he argues on the Maril, he may argue on the conclusion of the Chavasas as well, and assume that no, Tefillah B'Tzibur is a sufficient mitzvah to allow for Erev Tchumen, which is how we generally assume halacha, and by the same token, it would be a sufficient mitzvah to allow for invoking Shvus to Shvus b'makom mitzvah. I saw in Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef's Yalkut Yosef, he quotes Mar Mekomas on this topic of indications that maybe Tefillah B'Tzibur isn't an absolute chiyuv. He quotes an interesting paragraph in the Mabit, in the Beis Elokim, Shar HaYesodos Perek Lamites. It's kind of a parenthetical for our purposes, but interesting, Mar Malkom. He says, this Perek is about the evolution of certain Takanos and Dinam Derabanos. So he writes over there, Zeh Tam Etzli, Amashe Nira, Ki Ba'oso Azman, Lo Yum Iskapsim Yisrael B'chol Mekomos Mosh Vassam, Erev Abokav Itzarayim B'mokom Yuchad L'spal B'tfilas Atzib. When the time of the Beis HaMikdash, people didn't gather together at set times for Tefillah B'Tzibur. People would daven b'chidus wherever they found themselves. We don't find an institution of Tefillah B'Tzibur until after the Chorban Habayis, even though Anshe Knesset Gedola were ready in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, but that's how he says it. The Gam Ki Moshe Tikal Lehem LeYisrael Sheyu Korim B'Torah B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni B'Chamishi Shabbos in Shabbos. V'Hu B'Chlal Dvarim Sheni B'Pachas Me'asar, so that you need a minyan for. Afilo Hachi Le'Nyan HaTfilah Shelo Haisa Signon Echad B'Fi HaKol. There wasn't a unified Nusach HaTfilah El Kol Echad K'Fi Tzachos HaShano. Everybody ad-libbed Tefillah on their own. There was no set nusach from the Anshe Knesset Gedola before the Anshe Knesset Gedola. Nira shekol echadei mispalad biyachid b'malchim shi'iz damin lo v'haisa tefillas l'nishmas k'shal rabim l'fnei ashkina nigleis b'malchim ha'korba. And the Kaddish Baruch accepted your individual Jewish tefillas wherever you are, but there was no institution of tefillah b'tzibur. The Asher Gam Kein Shayim Miskabsim b'batei Knesios b'sheni b'chamishi l'fachos yimos Moshe Rabbeinu for Kriyas HaTorah purposes. And maybe once they're already gathered for Kriyas HaTorah, they also down with the minyan because they're all there anyway. But there's no Chazaras HaShas because that wasn't instituted yet and everyone knew how to daven on their own. So fascinating line in the Mabit. Just for context, it's interesting The Gemara in Sukkah and Daftun Gimel Amud Aleph has the following. The Gemara goes, Amr Shubin Chananya, Kishayinus Mechim Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Lo Re'inu Sheina Beinenu. That when we had Simchas Beis HaShoeva and Sukkahs, no one slept the whole day. Ketzad, Shari Shona Tamin Sheshachar. First thing he did in the morning, the Tamin Sheshachar. Misham L'Tfila, from then we went to Davin. Misham L'Karbin Musaf, from then we went to Karbin Musaf. Misham L'Tfila Samusaf, and then we went to Davin Musaf. Misham L'Beis HaMedrash, she went to learn. Misham L'Chila, she went to eat. Misham L'Tfila Samincha, went to Davin Mincha. Misham L'Tamin Sheben Arbayim. Mikan V'El Simchas Beis HaShoeva, so there's no time to sleep. So in the Tosefta there, Perek Dalet Alacha Hey and Sukkah, I saw this quote in one of the Dirshu sheets. So there the Nusach is a little different. Arma Bishua ben Chananya, Kol Yimei Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Lo Yina Ro and Sheina, Mashkimen Arnu L'Tamin Shal Shachar, Misham L'Beis HaKnesses. Not Misham L'Tfila, but we went from there to Shul. So it sounds like they brought the Korban Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash, and then they went to Shul to Davin. That sounds a little bit like there's some Tfila B'Tzibor in Shul, independent of what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash and independent of anything else. So just a mar makom b'maymar ha-muskar. Back to our topic. So we have, let's call it a machlokas Ramosha and the Emek Bracha as to whether we view Tfila B'Tzibor as an absolute chiyuv, and presumably that should be relevant to the question of under whether there's more wiggle room to dispense with Tfila B'Tzibor under a broader array of circumstances. Rav Vosner, Shevet Levi, Chelek Vav, Simin Kaf Aleph, Chelek Vav, Simin Kaf Aleph, and Rav Sternbach, Shuas Van Hagos, Chelek Bey, Simin Samach Gimel, Chelek Bey, Simin Samach Gimel, they both assume Lalacha, like Rav Moshe, that davening with the minyan is an absolute chiyuv, and therefore they write that under normal circumstances it would be prohibited to take a vacation in a place where you don't have access to a minyan, that you shouldn't put yourself in a situation, l'chachila, where you're not going to be able to fulfill a mitzvah, even if it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. And even if you say it's not talking about a derais, we're not talking about an absolute chiyuv, still you shouldn't put yourself in that situation. Rav Vosner has another shuva, Shevet Alevi Chele Ches Simin Samach Ches, Chele Ches Simin Samach Ches, where the way the Shaila is presented, it sounds like there was someone who, from the way he presents the Shaila, was a generally learned kind of person, and he was vacationing with his family for a week and a half in a place where there was no minyan. So it sounds like, because he also talks about daylight issues, that it must have been like Australia or New Zealand or somewhere like that, where there's a question about the dateline also. And then the person said that he made a mistake and he kept Shabbos on the wrong day until someone came along and told him that it wasn't Shabbos. So it sounds like it was in a place like Australia or New Zealand where the machlokas, whether Sunday is Shabbos or Shabbos is Shabbos. But Rav Vosner writes there that he gives a lot of mussar. If you would have been makbid to only take a vacation in a place with a minyan, this never would have happened to you. That being the case, both Rav Shermach and Rav Vosner in their respective shuvas acknowledge that if there's a situation where there's a medical need for a vacation in a place where there's no minyan, that would be acceptable. Rav Shermach writes about tzaddikim that would go to places without a minyan in order to not be disturbed by anyone and strengthen the Avodas Hashem. And he says that that's only for certain yechidim, but not something that should be practiced by the masses. And Rav Vosner also writes, don't say that the nature of Tfila B'Tzibor is only that if you have a minyan, so then you're chayiv to daven B'Tzibor, but you're allowed to put yourself in a situation where there's no minyan. He says that's not the case. In a little piece that's printed in Aliho Shlomo, entertains maybe some grounds for being a little more makel in certain circumstances to go to places without a minyan. In the Alicha Shlomo itself, in the text, I quote from Shlomo Zalman, this is in Tefillah Perakei Os Dalid, that Shlomo Zalman said, Ein ro'oi, that it's not appropriate to travel to a place without a minyan, unless you're doing it for a business where it's necessary, unless there's a mitzvah involved, unless it's for health reasons, but stam for vacation, he says that would be inappropriate. And then Reb Zalman Nechemia has a little piece here where he writes, he wasn't sure whether Shlomo Zalman meant this as an absolute iser, or just Midas Chasidus said it's not a good idea to travel to such a place. And Reb Zalman Nechemia invokes the Baal Amor in the Sugya Shabbos of Mafligim Bisvina. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yutes says that Mishnah Gemara that you're not allowed to set sail on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos. Why? Major machlokas we shown him, but the position of the Baal Amor, which is how it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Memches If Dalid, is that we're concerned about the possibility of Chil Shabbos. That if you're traveling on a boat, it's very likely that you may have to engage in some form of Chil Shabbos. So if you're in a place where there's Pikuach Nefesh, then you have to be Mechal Shabbos. But are you allowed to put yourself L'chachil in such a situation where you may come to have a need to be Mechal Shabbos? So the Gemara there distinguishes between if you're traveling for a mitzvah purpose or if you're traveling for something discretionary. So if you're traveling, the way the Baal Amor understands the Gemara, if you're traveling for a mitzvah purpose, then you're only allowed to start traveling if it's the beginning of the week. So then you can't really connect your travel to the need for Chil Shabbos later in the week. If you're traveling for something more discretionary, so then, if you're traveling for something discretionary, then you're only allowed to travel from the beginning of the week. Otherwise, there'll be a connection between your traveling and the Chil Shabbos. If it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, so that's the Mordechai that the Ramah quotes over there. If it's Tzarech Mitzvah, then even later in the week, you can travel even later in the week. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is reflected in the Ramah, Tzarech Mitzvah has a pretty broad definition. Sometimes even if you're traveling for business, that may be considered a Tzarech Mitzvah. So Zalman Nechemia suggests that maybe you could have argued that if we're making, according to the Baal Amor, for Mafligim Bisvina, even where you're going to end up potentially being Mechal Shabbos, so Koshikin, you should be Mekel to stop travel and not have a minion. That's a lot less chomer than putting yourself in a situation of Chil Shabbos. Then he says, not necessarily. Maybe the nation, Pikuach Nefesh, is such that once you're in a situation where there's Pikuach Nefesh, so then that's absolutely hutra, so to speak. There's no shaila. But to put yourself in a situation where you're not going to be able to perform a mitzvah, maybe that's not considered a real onus, and therefore not advisable. So Zalman Nechemia leaves that as a question. What did his father-in-law really mean? Absolute chiyuv or just a midas chasidus, not to put yourself in such a situation. Obviously, all things being equal, a person should always do his best to be in a situation where he'll have a minyan. But one has to weigh the various other factors if there may be a compelling reason to put yourself in a place where you may not have access to a minyan. Okay.
Ugh. What's the Chabas Yar? Are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
The Chabas Yar. I mean, the assumption is that had this been I mean, the guy's on the boat. He's not over the gzera himself.
The way he presents it is that he's not doing any malacha.
But I'm saying that the fact that he's taking the raft himself, he's not violating the Gzera?
I'm looking at the lotion again. So he actually says it. Leaving aside the guy, so even if you did it yourself, maybe that's a shvus to shvus. He says, "Atam shaloi tiru eshem and the afal gab the ain kind of filo omer lagoy laviru rak shvus to shvus." The shadol amai and going on the boat yourself is only xayir the rabbanon, and so chashash rechoka.
Who says he's allowed to violate the rabbanon malka mitzvah?
Right, so the way he says it is that it's a kind of shvus that the reason almost doesn't apply anymore nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I forgot the ain kind of feel of omer lagoy laviru rak shvus. Yeah, so you present from that perspective, it sounds like you're saying it's a very weak Rabbanon, so maybe that should have been butter, but if not, because Tefillah B'Tzibur also isn't that much of a chiyuv.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you take a look again. That's a Lashon and Kufta as well.
Okay. All right, Shkos.
Okay, Yashikach.
Have a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.